glorious hope we have, Lord, that one day we will live again with you. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. I thank you for what you have faced on the cross. I thank you, Lord, for the death that endured. And I thank you, Lord, that in the power of God, you rose from the dead and defeated all sin and death. We thank you for all of this. And Lord, we worship you for who you are. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please have a seat. That concludes our service for this morning. Just an announcement or two before I hand it over to Alice. Lynn, can you come up, stand with me? I know, like, can we do something, please? Announcements for this week. Prayer meeting and men's group and women's group will be on break, but we are still having meetings. What do I mean by that? I would like to encourage each of you, during that time when you would have been at men's group or women's group or prayer meeting, to be intentional and go out and meet with someone, have dinner with them, share the good news that we've been singing about, right? Meet with someone who doesn't know Jesus and say, hey, you know, let's meet together and be a blessing to them. You know, having dinner with your mom, I don't think counts. So go out and find a friend who needs this hope in their life and share that hope with them. And that's it for this week. Some announcements. Now, Alice can come and share with you what we're going to do next.
Yeah, I have a joke. So, and some of you have heard this before, and if you're totally offended by it, just come talk to me later and throw some rocks at me. So this is the joke. There's a barber and a florist walks in and gets his hair cut. And so the barber says, don't worry about it, haircuts are free here. And so the next day the florist comes back and brings him a dozen roses. And then the next day after that, a baker walks in and gets his hair cut. And the barber and goes to pay for it, and the barber says, hey, look, don't worry, haircuts here are free. And so the next day, the baker comes back and he brings him a dozen donuts. And then the third day, the third person who comes in is this Chinese guy. And he goes to pay after his haircut, it's a great haircut. And the barber says, look, it's okay, haircuts are free here. And the next day, the Chinese come back with 12 of his Chinese friends. The first thing is we tell all our friends about it, right? We say, hey, look, we went out to dinner last night, and this place, like Chick-fil-A, is giving out free fries. Have you ever been a free ice cream day at Ben & Jerry's? Like, I went once. The line was out the door. A pie day, was it biology, had free pizza. The line was, like, around that industrial block, right? And because everybody knows about it, everybody wants part of that good thing that's free. And as Christians, you know, we have so much to give. But what we do on Easter, on Christmas, and every Sunday, we pull ourselves up in church, and we get together with other Christians celebrating what we already know. And so for Porch Light, what we'd really like to do is establish a tradition where, you know what? In Christ alone, our hope is found. No fear of guilt. No guilt in life, no fear in death. I don't know if any of you have ever felt guilty. You did something wrong, and now you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I've done things wrong at work where I've said things that might have offended people. I had a friend this was like a few months ago, she sent the wrong text, the wrong kind of annoying or offensive text to the person she was talking about. You know? And it's just like, and she comes to me, she's like, I'm mortified, I don't know what to do, but you cannot retract the text. And she's just, and I was like, you know, I've done something similar, it's terrible, I feel really bad for you. You should be ashamed of yourself, and I'm really scared for you, you know. And you're just, it's fear. That is guilt. You're just waiting for judgment now. You're waiting for the person to come back, you're waiting to be found out. But you know what? Jesus tells us, because he's alive, he's got, and he's going to take care of you. And that's good news, isn't it? Who is it? Was it Ponce de Leon? Everybody who was looking for America was discovered because they were looking for the fountain of youth, how to live forever. And now Jesus is just offering it to us right here in America, but we don't go and tell other people. Right? You don't have to be afraid of dying a terrible death and then the other shoe is going to drop for all those wrong things that you've ever done in your life and now God is going to come at you. No, you don't have to be afraid of that anymore. I don't know how many of you have, if you're students, you've taken a test and you know you didn't study and it's just horrible and you're just waiting for that scantron to come back. And like the teacher doesn't grade it, just keeps not grading it. I'm that teacher. They just keep not putting the grade in. They don't put it in. But you're like, oh, I just need to know, you know, how badly I did. You know what? And this is what God is saying. It's not that you don't have to study the test, but he can remove that from you because Jesus lives. Death could not hold him. Hell could not keep him. And that's the good news. So today, you know, this is a beginning. I don't expect you to go out there and, like, be Peter and, you know, share the gospel with 3,000 people with, like, all of them wanting to be baptized. But go out to the park. We have some cards. And let people know, hey, there's a church here. And if, you know, there's a church here, ask them how they're doing on Easter Sunday. There's quite a few kids here. You know, let them know, hey, there's free cotton candy. We have gifts for kids with some chocolate, right? And then it'll just give them an opportunity to think about, wow, what is Easter? So many of us, I mean, our own family, like we want to spend time together as a family. Easter is this, it's that. But what is it really? What is it really, you know? And if you're not comfortable doing it, stick around here. There'll be people who are going to come in here and then just let them feel welcome. Kind of keep an eye out. Don't everyone talk to the same person. You know, farm yourselves out. Farm yourselves out and just say, oh, hey, you know, we're a church here in the park and we just want to let you know that we're here and that the card says hope has its reasons. You know, there's a reason for hope. There is a reason to be hopeful. And we want to, you know, hope you have a blessed week and if there's anything we can pray for you. And they might say, no, thanks. And you just walk on. It's fine. And it's just practicing for us to share our faith and to share who we are. It's not about, hey, did you know you're a sinner and you're going to hell? And, you know, and let me give you the 125 points of the gospel that I've memorized. Right? It's nothing like that. It's about just being joyful and understanding for ourselves that, guess what, the more you say it, the more you tell people, the more you realize God has blessed me. If you plan to stick around here, let someone else know three things that the Lord has done for you this week. Just this week. All right? With that, I'm going to put this outside. You can grab some snacks and stuff and feel free.